This morning we're going to take up a text from Psalm 71. Psalm 71 is quite similar to Psalm 92 because both these psalms focus really written by people who are much older. And sometimes old age has got its challenges. Obviously, you know, it's like the cliche out there that the world belongs to the young. And we imagine that youth by itself, with a lot of energy, we can get things done. It's very, very hard to look at life from an older age person's perspective. So Psalm 71 is particularly meaningful for those of us who are not getting any younger. And how do we see life? Well, that is a great challenge. Well, let's pray together as we read the Lord's Word. Our Father, we pray that you would give to us that measure of wisdom to understand your Word once again and to apply it to our hearts, to our lives. And we pray that you would help us to be aware of how we should look at old age. And we pray that you would bless us as we read your word this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there are many, many challenges as we face old age, obviously. And sometimes we are influenced by the world in secular thinking. So out there in the world, when you come to a certain age, they tell you, thank you very much, there's a golden handshake. You are retired or something like that. And sometimes the secular mindset is also applied to a church situation. And so sometimes people will think, well, you know, the pastor is getting old. He should step down and let people take over. Is that our understanding? Is that how we should look at situations? Sadly, we have seen pastors who have devoted their life to build up a church, only to be told, step down, get out. How do we see this? Well, Psalm 71 gives us a glimpse of a person who is much older. Okay? And we see this in verse 9. Do not cast me off in a time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. Out there in the world, if there isn't that strength, you're out. When our strength fails, you're out. As if strength is the only criterion to adjudge whether a person is really suitable for work and ministry. Well, this is one aspect of it all. So there are enemies who would come and they would attack, obviously. Right? Verse 4, the wicked, the unrighteous, the cruel, the enemies, and they would say, well, God has forsaken him. Pursue, take him. No one to deliver him. And so he feels this very, very, very much. What do we do when we grow a little older? And that happens. And a lot of people sometimes are not quite ready for older age situation. We don't know what to do with themselves when they retire. They don't know how to cope. And so you see many older people working in shopping centers, eating places, and they are doing very basic things. And from time to time, we read it in the news that they are abused by younger people for being slow and everything else. It is kind of sad to see this, but is that a reality that could happen Yes. And very much we want to rejoice that God has raised up people who will consider serving the Lord in a full-time ministry. I announce different people at different times, in different ways, concerning the full-time ministry. And sometimes people don't understand why I don't do it exactly the same way. Because in every situation, sometimes you need to pray, sometimes you need to wait upon the Lord. And I will share with you was one of the things I waited on the Lord for. Of course, some people will ask, do we need so many student pastors? Do we need to add some more people? There was also a consideration. What's the best answer? Is it a question of numbers? Is it a question of more people? What is the real issue? I would rather bring all these things to the Lord and wait upon Him. During the week, this letter came in, and this letter said, "Dearest Pastor, it is with a grateful heart that we look forward to celebrating our church 44th anniversary. God's kind of church, where God is touching lives and people care for people. We came to church many years ago now. And this is how we see this. We thank God for this. In Bethany, we see many lives changed by the Lord. We see the importance to equip men of God to continue the various ministries in Bethany for the next generation. It is our prayer that the Lord establish the work of our hands individually and as a church. We are glad to enclose a love gift for the Lord's work as we celebrate our church's 44th anniversary. To God be the glory. This gift is dedicated to the training of student pastors. It's a gift of $100,000. This is what I wait for. It is not so much how, it is to wait upon the Lord to see whether He would endorse this ministry of training and equipping student pastors. This is the Lord's way of saying that He is here to endorse it. And it is therefore with significance that we say, John, we're looking forward to your being commissioned on 27th August. And yet we must see beyond. Is it the commissioning that we should focus on? It's not my focus. It's 4 years later on and beyond, when they will take their place. The years of training are years of learning to think God's thoughts, think God's way, feel God's heart, be touched with the kind of love and compassion that is needed. And that is not easy. The training for the Lord's ministry is not go and read 100 books and you're done. Sit for so many exams, you pass, you graduate. We wish that is as simple as that. It is not. So what are the lessons we want to look at that the psalmist feels he must impart and give to the people in a sharing in this particular psalm? Let me share with you some of those things. Right, let's take a look at some of the challenges which are there. Now, this is a reflection, a well-considered reflection from one who has been there literally from the beginning to old age. Take a look at this particular psalm. And these are not easy things to understand.
For example, verse 6, you are he who took me out of my mother's womb, upheld from birth. This is one story that Beng Ho will tell his grandson when he grows up. You were born a Genesis without it. And now you have it. Is it possible they miss it? Yes. Is it possible that it was something that the Lord did? Yes. We don't know. But we do know this, that it was the Lord who has upheld us from birth. And this is something we all need to know. One young expecting mother wrote to me and he says, Pastor, please pray for us. I have pre-eclampsia problems. Okay, which means to say that we've got high blood pressure problem, possible diabetes problem. We have a lot of other things that are going to take aspirin, perhaps. We're going to look at the possible difficulties, a danger to the mother's health and to the twins that will be born. What do we learn from this? That God has to be there to uphold us from birth. Something that very often we take for granted. It's okay. It's going to be there. No, it's not to be taken for granted in any way. And then we read further of how he felt. Verse 5. You are my trust from my youth. So from childbirth, as a young little lad, going up to become a young person, he sees the continuing hand of God in his life. This is a kind of faith that takes years to cultivate, to develop. And it cannot be learned from books. It has to be in and through life's experiences. And now he comes to old age, where strength fails. There are enemies. There are people who will speak against you. There were people who will ask you to resign, your old pastor. What is our response to all these things? Our faith, our hope, our trust in God. That's what we need to look at. And this is important. What is the answer? How did he discover the Lord over the years? Now, I'm going to list 8 different things that he discovered God to be in his life. Psalm 71. God, verse 3, verse 7, as a strong refuge. God, as rock and fortress. Verse 5, my hope, my trust, my praise, strength, power, righteousness. And these cannot be learned from books. It doesn't come through exegeting the Greek text or reading the Hebrew or the English or the Chinese text. It has to be in real life. What's my task? To impart, to give, to work myself out of a job, as it were. And then my work is done. To pass these things over so that the trust and the hope, the strength, the refuge will be absolutely established. And that's how we see the Lord's hand in our life. But they're not easy lessons to learn in any way, at any time. So when we grow a little older and the challenges that will be there, you will see these challenges. People will say things. And sometimes you just are a little a bit affected by some of these negative comments that will come along the way. So what do we do? And the best thing to do
is to seek the Lord in prayer. And so every time we look at this, every year that passes by, you know, the heart longs for home. The heart desires to impart as much as possible through ministry, through experience, through traveling with the student pastors, to pass to them, to give them insights, to give them the faith that will one day strengthen, galvanize them to take the lead. I have no wish to hold on to the role as pastor longer than I need to. At any time they are ready to take over, I would be very happy to entrust the work and leave it to them to lead to the next generation to come. And it is not just Bethany. It is India churches. It is Myanmar, thousands of people, and Perth as well. What does it take? Everything we have. This is why we learn in Sunday school about the faith that we need to have. That's why we need to talk about a faith that does not waver, a faith that will not be weak, a faith that will not be small, a faith that looks at all the challenges of life and say, you know, we are trusting God for all His grace and His strength. How do we cope with all these things here? And this is the challenge that we must look at. And in Psalm 71, we have wonderful words of great, great encouragement. Verse 14, Psalm 71 and verse 14. But I will hope continually. This is our hope, is it not? And I just want to say thank you for the tremendous support that you have been giving towards the training of the student pastors. Nobody could have expected, could have asked for more. For them to see the work of the Lord personally, for them to be taken care of and encouraged and supported like that, nobody could have asked for more. And this must be the encouragement that we draw from our own hearts, that our hope in the Lord will always be there continually. As we celebrate 44 years of ministry, verse 14, we read, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness, your salvation all the day. I do not know their limits. And that's how we began. We started in a small way. And look at where we are. We have just seen the Lord lead and guided and bless and establish that work of the Lord. How do we respond? We cannot but say, praise the Lord more and more. And to see 44 years of ministry like this and to give this significant gift for the Lord's work, that gladdens the heart. And that's how it works. This evening, we traveled to India, and part of that work is to bring relief to our churches. They were hit by a typhoon several months ago, and they had to repair the churches. Just only last week, the church where we are going to was next to a shop selling gas tanks. And the gas tank just suddenly exploded. 3 people died on the spot. 40 people injured. The church power went out completely, even though it's just being repaired. This is India. How wonderful it is to be able to say, listen, you are not alone. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for His mercy. We are here to stand by you, help you. That's what faith is all about. So that our praise of the Lord can be there continually. as the psalmist says in verse 14, right? And we want to tell them about how to speak, how to speak of the Lord, and so on and so forth. There's one particular church we have been looking at our numbers, I was telling them we must have other leaders coming up. And I've been saying this for years. And then suddenly they wrote and they said, well, we're going to see you tomorrow evening. The first set of leaders we have, we've got 14 people. Can we meet up? And I said, absolutely, let's do that. Let's meet up with them. Let's encourage their hearts. Right? And then the following week, after we come back from India, it's to Myanmar. And 40 missionaries and pastors and teachers will be gathering together for training again so that they can be further equipped to serve the Lord better. That's a lot of people, 40 people, and they are on staff. Well, we thank God for His kind of provision. We thank God for the way in which this work of the Lord has just continued to receive the support that we so badly need to give. 44 years later, how do we see the Lord's work? In every way possible. Will there be times when our strength may fail physically? Yes. I think this is something of a reality. In February this year, 2017, I had a bad ear infection. I lost my hearing completely. It was a visual service. I couldn't hear the piano. I couldn't hear the musicians. I couldn't hear my interpreter standing next to me. I rushed down to Mount Elizabeth that evening, the same night. Dr. Daniel was there, and then clean up both ears. You think, well, it's over. Antibiotics are taken. It's over. We wish. I've been seeing the doctor now every 2 weeks because the problem of hearing becomes a difficulty. It's called psoriasis in the ear. I built extra dead cells. This is not earwax. This is dead skin. And building on the ear. And every 2 weeks, the ears get cleaned up. And now, it is 1 week. So I go to him every week now. So I go to India, I come back, go to him in the afternoon, after when I come back, go to Myanmar, come back, go back to him again. He says, I am ready now to take you on. It's going to be a long-term thing. Our physical strength may fail. How do we see the work of God? Take a look at this, Psalm 71, in verse 20, right? Verse 19, your righteousness, God, is very high. You have done great things. Who is like you? But then he went on further. You have shown me great and severe troubles. What is our faith in God at this juncture? And he wrote, you shall revive me again. You will bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness. Comfort me on every side. Not done yet. The work of the Lord will continue, and He will raise us up, and He will give to us all the grace and the strength we need, which may include the whole idea of revival, which is the theme for September, October over the pulpit. The whole challenge of finding spiritual revival. And this is what we should focus on as we look at it. Verse 16, we read, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. nothing of our own, just the Lord. How do we serve the Lord? In His strength. How do we serve the Lord? Revival from within. And when we can do this, then we can look back 40 plus 4 years and we recognize this is God's hand in all these things. That must be our focus. And that is my focus as I prepare my own heart to celebrate 40 plus 4 years. I look forward to the time, and I want to say this, I'm not going to hold back on this. Anytime the Spirit of God comes upon that chosen leader for the Lord, I would be more than happy to pass the reins over to the next God Spirit-filled leader. In the meantime, the work continues. The faith must continue. The strength must continue. The teaching must continue. The focus must be there. The strength must be found. And that's what it's all about. And this is where the church comes together. And we say, this is how we pursue the Lord's work. And that is how we can make progress for the Lord's work. There is no glamour in being senior pastor. Anytime you think this is a glamorous piece of work, you are very welcome to wear this title. And it is the Lord's grace and the Lord's strength that we must find. This is what we want to pass on to the younger pastors so that they will find the reality of God in their lives. And they will find the Lord a refuge. They will find the Lord's strength. They will find the Lord's revival. They will find the Lord's grace and mercy and power and more. And lives will continue to be touched in, through, by them. That must be our focus and our challenge in the years ahead of us. So as we celebrate 44 years, written from the standpoint of one who has been young, now much older, he looks back and he looks at all the lessons learned. And his task is to pass these lessons over, relentlessly pass these lessons over, day in, day out, without let up, for years on end. In the hope that one day the Spirit of God will give that enlightenment, will give that blessing of His, will anoint, and then we will know and we will see the work of the Lord continuing and extending. In the meantime, it's a work that all of us must be involved in and we must own. And that is our challenge. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you so much for the joy and the challenge to really serve you as we were meant to. In the reality and experience of life and ministry, we thank you for the example of the psalmist, and we pray that you would help us to emulate his spirit of faith, his example of commitment and service. We pray, Lord, that you will continue with the work that you've begun so many years ago, to continue to strengthen and to, Lord, raise up godly people who will further your work. We give thanks for the student pastors who are here and who are coming in the future. And we pray that a great work will be done in their hearts, in their lives. And one day they will take on the challenge of leading your churches here, India, Myanmar, and in Perth. And we ask you to bless in Jesus' name.